Hey everyone, how has everyone been? I have missed doing a podcast. I'm so sorry I outed, if there's a word like outed, without saying much. I just needed to take a break. I thought, well, I've done 24 episodes. I might as well just take a little break and then come back and just do everything afresh and with more content, I guess. So I've been fine, I've been okay. We will share as we go. So welcome to another episode. We are going to start as normal. I'm going to keep the structure of the podcast as I used to. So I'm going to start with my favorites. If you don't know what this segment is all about, it's just things that I've been loving, eating, watching, listening to, so things like that. And I decided to, instead of saying reading, because most of the time I listen to books, it's more the book that I've been listening to, music that I've been listening to, a movie or program that I've been watching, and things that I've just been loving. So I'll keep that structure in there. And let's get started. So I've had a few books that I've been reading, but I'm just going to focus on what I've been doing for the last, say, 10 days. I started a book called The Tribe of Mentors. It's a good book. I wish I had read this book probably when I was like 20. And because it gives you an insight on what people that have made it in life do or have done, their routines, what they think about. I'm going to put a picture or a link in the description box below. And I hope you enjoy it. It's an interesting book. I know I say most books that I read or listen to are interesting, but honestly, I've not even been halfway this book. It's that deep, because I think to myself, I don't want to run through it. I just want to go slow, slow, slow. That was one of it. I want to mention another book that my sister gave to me. It's called The Rules of Wealth. I actually read this book years ago. And then when I saw her, when she told me she was reading, I was like, I want to read this book. And then I took it, I read it, but I don't know. I just couldn't remember anything that I read in the book. So in fact, I was sharing this with her the other day, and I was like, I just could not remember. So the other day, I picked it up. It's always been on my side table. So I picked it up, and of course, used my magnifier and read through it. I thought, okay, I'm going to be doing two rules a day, so that it can be embedded in my head, so now I can remember what I did. So that's exactly what I did. It's a good book. It's a good book if you're into wealth building and wealth management, definition of success, and I'm pro those things. I want to be financially free at some point. Just don't want to be working my whole life, for someone else, kind of thing. Just work in my own times. I've come to realize that time is the most valuable currency that you can ever, ever have. So just having that is going to be dope. What have I been listening to? I've been listening to some mixes that people send me. Especially my sister. She's so much into music. I don't know if she doesn't listen to music in a day, I think her brain is gonna dry up. Oh, Angel, if you're listening to this, don't kill me alive, but it's just true. So some of them, I listen to stuff that she sends me, because we sort of have the same 90% of our music taste is the same, apart from some things that she listened to. I'm like, oh, Jesus, what is this? Why? Anyway, yeah, so just stuff that she's been listening, she's been sending to me, and I've been listening to them. So that has been one thing. What have I been watching? I've been watching Britain Got Talent. Yes, Britain's Got Talent has been amazing. by the time I'm recording this today, the finals was yesterday. The guy that won, yes, we kind of knew he was gonna win. It was great to see a black person on there. I of course voted for the black person. Oh, two black people, and I just didn't vote for them just because they're black. They had content. It was good, and because I felt the guy who won, I just felt this guy's gonna win. So he doesn't need my votes. He definitely was gonna win. He was that good. He caught the British attention. So I was just thinking, nah, this one does not deserve my votes. Not that he wasn't good, it's just that I knew he was going to get all the votes that he could. So I thought, let me back up my own. And knowing that most black people don't vote, we just watch. We just, okay, that guy is good. And go click on views and on their videos, their VTs, and not do anything about it. So I downloaded or had the Britain Got Talent app. I always do, if I'm watching Britain Got Talent, most of the time I will download the app. When the show is done, I delete it. So yesterday I got my husband to do the same thing. It was interesting. He's never voted, so of course it was so hilarious just watching him download the app, vote, and then go, can I delete it now? Literally after he voted, it was like, can I delete it now? it was cool. So I've been watching Britain Got Talent. I have been watching tennis, of course, but I'll be honest, I don't watch like the whole matches. I watch what I can and more of the results. It's a bit of an annoying thing because as much as the TV's there, the ball gets lost in my eyes. I end up, if depending on what angle they're showing us, the ball disappears in my eyes. It's quite fast, but I like the atmosphere and the commentators. The commentators are hilarious. Some of the jokes, if you've watched tennis for a long time, you would understand some of the jokes that the lingo that they use. Yes, I don't follow each and every player. I get more of my tennis information from my husband. He's the tennis guy. Yeah, everything that I need to know, I just ask him. No, sometimes I don't even have to ask. I will get it whether I like it or not. So this week and last week, it was the French Opens. For those that follow tennis, you know the French Opens happens in spring, but we couldn't do it. It couldn't happen this year because of COVID. So they had to do it this month. So it was sort of turned, and it's the last one of the year. So yeah, as in the last major tournaments. Of course, there's smaller tournaments that go on every single week. Yeah, sometimes we follow. Okay, sometimes I follow someone else I know that follows it every week. But yes, I follow it now and then. So I've been watching tennis, Britain Got Talent, and I've been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. I know. I started watching this show when it started about 11 years ago with my friend Njoki. Shout out Njoki, who used to get out from uni and just watch it. It was interesting then. And then I stopped watching it when it got to like season 7. And then I went back into it when it got to season 10 or 9. And then I've just watched it till 12. So this year I was just catching up with season 11 and 12. So the last, I'd say, month or so, that's what I've been watching. What have I been loving? I've just been loving chilling. Honestly, I've somehow my life becomes busy because I'm so involved in, I'm involved in so many things. So when I get a chance to just relax, I relax. This week especially, I've just relaxed. I am back to the gym. Hey, that's been amazing. That gym feeling is amazing. Some of the days I had to drag myself into the gym, literally drag myself, get there, do a warm up, and I'm good. So that's been good. I've been enjoying just going to the gym. I have had 3 days break this week, so I'm back to it tomorrow. Same thing, I want to keep 4 days a week, see how it goes. Because the more, if I do it consistently, I have done this before and I've seen results, so I want this to be the new normal, as people say, new normal. So in my last season, when I was doing my 24 episodes, there's something that I kept on constantly talking about. I want to meet more blind people, and not just because I don't have anything better to do. I felt that the black community don't really talk about things like this, and I felt it would be nice just to have blind friends. I just didn't know anyone who was going through what I am going through. And it felt a bit weird that isn't there anyone else out there? I checked on Instagram, I checked on Facebook. Unless people, of course, most people don't go, my name is Jane Elliott, I am blind, blah blah blah. I think it's some coded messages and bios. So I decided to, one of the main reasons I decided to start a podcast and just share my story. Probably I'll bump into someone else, and I did. I met during that time, I have met two people so far, of sort of my similar age, and this time that I was on a break, I met another person virtually. Though I met another person, this person is a bit older than me, but it was very, very weird that this person recently went through exactly what I went through when I lost my sight. I mean, it was, I thought, what? This is not a coincidence. This is definitely not a coincidence. This person got ill, had some reactions to treatment, and one of the side effects is her losing her sight. And then I was just listening to the story of this lady, and it just thought, wow, I can't believe it. I never ever thought I would meet anyone in a similar situation to mine like that. Everything I was saying, she was just, exactly, and everything she was saying, I was like, yeah, I know, I understand. And I'm yet to meet this person in real life very soon. But all I'm saying is, things happen. Things, if you don't ask, you don't get. I mean, I'm hoping to meet more people. Yesterday I was on another Zoom call. It was Mental Health Day, so I was invited for an event, and I showed up. The event was predominantly Asians, and you know, one of those being nosy and cheeky kind of situations. I thought, okay, let me see the participants. That's how I knew most of them were Asians, because some people were hiding behind the Zoom camera. So one of them was Association of Blind Asians, and this is just in Leicester. I thought, okay, there's more blind people here than I thought. But they've already, those ones have classified themselves as Association of Blind Asians. So I thought, can I associate myself with this Association of Blind People, or they will X me out because they're Asians? I'm yet to decide whether I want to reach out or not, but I always feel the need to reach out to people I am traveling in the same boat with. So that I'm in a bit of a limbo situation right now, because I'll be honest, I would want, as much as I get involved in other things, by now you should know I'm very community minded. As much as I'm involved in those things, my core love and passion is talk to more blind people, and also KKLT family. I just love educating other people on several issues, majorly blindness and leukemia, because those are things that have affected me, and I would want to be there for someone who's going through it, and yeah, just build a family, really. So as I say, if you know more people, come on, share, and let's keep the community growing. I believe community spirit has kept so many people alive, has given people this sense of belonging, sense of family and friendship. And who am I not to create that for someone else? So thanks for listening, and we're going to be back again next week for another very good episode of The VIP Life. Thank you. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, hold up, hold up. Have you subscribed yet? Wherever you listen to this podcast, come on, just subscribe and share it with your friends if you can. Direct them to maybe your favorite podcast. Make this your favorite podcast. Bye.